Dr. Stone was just on with us in the last hour. What an incredible interview. Wow. So many bombshells dropped. So much exclusive news from directly from Trump. And we're going to get into the waterfront of where Trump's really at, where the numbers are, the key things he's got to do, the election fraud, what's happening with Venezuela. That strike's imminent unless they have Maduro leave. There is so much to get to I haven't even hit yet. But James Comey is this arrogant globalist that weaponized, that said he went and set up Flynn to get rid of him, that bragged he did all this, that lied to Congress, that later admitted he lied to Congress. We have another corrupt judge, give him a get-out-of-jail-free card with Letitia James. But it doesn't matter because they're convicted in the court of public opinion, and I'll tell you, more indictments are coming. But there's an instinct in Washington, you know, even if people aren't globalists, they just don't want to fight. Well, that's fine. You don't want to be in this arena? Get out of the arena. We need people that are ready to fight. And Robert Barnes has been a lawyer that's worked for Trump on election fraud. He's very smart. We're going to get his take on Comey, Tisha James, CIA coup operation coming out, Venezuela, Russia, the economy, and so much more next segment. Now, it's hard to watch, but it's important to play. It's just 2 minutes long. Sorry to subject you to this. To look at the arrogance, though, of Comey's face and how we never politically persecute people. We never do that. Well, you said, Letitia James said, I'm running for office to find something to put Trump in prison. You said you went to set up Flynn and made up stuff. You lied to Congress. You lied and said you weren't behind it all, and then you were. It's open and shut. That's why when the judge, Democrat judge, kicked out both cases yesterday, they didn't say they weren't guilty. They didn't say that there wasn't evidence that was true. They just said, no, this prosecutor wasn't appointed correctly, and so you can go piss up a rope. And that's the corruption of the court system we're dealing with. So let's go to Comey, and then later after Barnes leaves us, I'm going to get to some corruption stories that are local but tied to the globalists. They're going to blow you away. Here's the report.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence, and a reflection of what the Department of Justice has become under Donald Trump, which is heartbreaking. But I was also inspired by the example of the career people who refused to be part of this travesty. It cost some of them their jobs, which is painful, but it preserved their integrity, which is beyond price. And I know they will serve again. I was very lucky that some of the best lawyers in America stepped forward to represent me. I hope they serve as an example to more and more lawyers, especially at some of the big firms, to participate in protecting our liberty, protecting the rule of law. And my family and friends were always with me, and luckily for me, include some of those great lawyers. This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free. I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent, I am not afraid, and I believe in an independent federal judiciary, the gift from our founders that protects us from a would-be tyrant. When I was a kid, my parents would wake us up for school every morning by snapping open the shades and saying, "Time to rise and shine and show the world what you're made of." Well, it's that time, America. It's time to stand up and show the fools who would frighten us, who would divide us, that we're made of stronger stuff, that we believe in the
rule of law. Everything he says is what they did. What a disgusting dirtbag.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a t-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us, sign up for auto ship, get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Say we live in boring times. We live in a time of epic change. For the top constitutional lawyers, former Trump lawyer, election fraud expert, Robert Barnes joins us in this hour. The next hour, I'm going to get into this whole spectrum news I haven't hit. There's so much. We don't keep the best to last. It's all super critical, but we do get overloaded by the end because I want to hit a lot of this, so stay with us in the fourth hour. But regardless, you're the Paul Revere's. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to. Share the live feeds. That's how we reach more people. That's really where all the power is. And understand, it's been your long-term financial support that's held off the Democrat Party law firms, the DOJ, the CIA. And by us holding out so long, we've kept getting the information out, breaking thousands of huge stories, hundreds of massive stories, dozens of top stories that have changed the world. And it's exposed all their criminal activity, and now they are convicted in the court of public opinion, and it's known. I get basically zero hate in public now, and that's just Democrats, liberals walk up everywhere, whether I'm in Target or wherever, and apologize. And so I'm just a bellwether. But you're not a public figure, which is great. It's great to be private. You don't know. You still feel like you're alone. No, we're the majority. Now, we have Comey and Letitia James and this judge killing it. And we have the issues there of, is the statute of limitations up? Do they appeal it? What happens? And really the anemic fact that Trump hasn't been able to get enough good people in that'll take action, the DOJ. But then bigger than that even is the real poll numbers I got from White House sources. And I asked Roger about this the other day. He was there for those meetings. He said, yeah, it's true. I forgot to ask him last hour about it. The poll numbers the White House had mirrored the Rasmussen top pollster, Mark Mitchell, we had on last week, or the week before now. So they then summoned him Tuesday to the White House from the show they watched for a three-hour meeting, an hour with Trump, 2 hours with Susie Wiles, Vice President, and others came in. So they're listening, and they're listening intensely. They wouldn't be wasting their time if they weren't. So, to me, Trump's doing a great job overall, but he used a course correct on messaging. And now we're seeing that where you have this stay-behind network, sleeper cell, CIA, John Brennan, Smith Month Act repeal enabled this, operating the same one we fought in the last 9 years, trying to push this overthrow, the president thing, rolling it out there. But they're going to investigate the video that's legal. What's not legal is the intent of having the lawmakers and CIA operatives put that out ahead of an event to demonize Trump. It goes to the Podesta plan and the coup plan and the admissions to want to delegitimize him using stay-behind network money that Biden put in through USAID and other places that's been declassified and released. So it's the compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the things they've done in the election fraud and the fake impeachments by this group that's unelected. That's the cut-and-dry seditious conspiracy, the treason. We have a real constitutional expert on this joining us to walk through. So he can start anywhere he wants with Comey, with that. But the good news is now all these Trump surrogates, and Jesse Waters admitted it last night. He said, I didn't understand all this. I just had two CIA high-level people read me in on it. They loaded my teleprompter, and it's word for what I say because it's the truth. I'm not CIA. I can just reverse engineer it. They do the regime change. This is the first time I've seen CIA blowing the whistle on other factions, because that's how it works, doing this, explaining they're setting up a big event to frame Trump and launch a civil war, which you've heard here 1,000 times or more. The point is, because they were arrogant enough to put it in the Podesta plan and other plans, the point is to now have Trump surrogates on Fox, Newsmax, former CIA section chiefs popping up everywhere that were good guys saying, get ready, they're about to make a move, shows that Trump's entered a new arena here where you don't just argue each fake new thing they launch. You cut right to the chase that it's a rogue government doing this. You do that. The public knows you're the underdog. They understand what's happening. And then it's game over for them. So this is very exciting development. I don't think even people that are politically wise get how big it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really respect constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes's take on that. We'll put his URLs up and how you follow him on X. Barnes, where do you want to start first?
Well, at any point, I mean, we have essentially we have an internal struggle within the Trump administration that's going to be externalized by a wide range of bad faith and good faith actors trying to win that internal battle. So inside the Trump administration, you have the people representing Wall Street and Soros, Scotty Bessent, who got all his wealth and connections from George Soros. You've got the national security establishment, the military industrial complex, represented by narco Marco Rubio and his cocaine cowboys family history. You've got the CIA intelligence infrastructure, deep state, represented by Ratcliffe at the CIA. And so those are the black hat actors trying to sabotage the Trump MAGA agenda to something that is counter to what the American people voted for and what Trump's own instincts are for. On the other side, you have the good faith white hat actors. You have Vice President J.D. Vance. You have the Undersecretary of Defense, Eldridge Colby. You'll remember his grandfather, Bill Colby, was the one who outed the family jewels at the CIA and Fort got blacklisted by the likes of Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Bush. The grandson has not forgot that. He's trying to do very good work at the Secretary of Defense, but as we speak, the Senate's trying to block two key appointees for him. You have good work being done by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and by Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Joe Kent. You have very good work that Maha's trying to pursue. Maha, Robert Kennedy, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the people he's put in place in charge at the FDA and the CDC. But they are constantly being undermined by the bad faith actors in the Justice Department. While you have good ones like Harmy Dillon at Civil Rights, Gail Slater at the Antitrust Division, the Ed Martin at the Lawfare Division, you have the bad faith actors who are constantly sabotaging it, like Pay for Play, Pam Bondi, like Sovereign District of New York, Todd Blanche, like you do in other sections like the EPA and Lee Zeldin, who today again is announcing more forever chemicals to be stuck into our food supply. So you've got a constant, continuous war within the administration, and you're going to see that represented outside the administration. The bad faith actors that want to threaten some form of civil war or global conflict as a way to detract and distract from the Trump agenda and the White Hats. The White Hats relying upon you, Alex, relying on Steve Bannon, relying upon all of us to be able to voice our opinions in the court of public opinion so that the good side and the White Hats can win out in the end run. You just saw a mini example of it in the Comey indictment. Trump demanded it got indicted. Lindsey Halligan did the right thing by indicting. But Pam Bondi was asleep at the wheel, and that's why the indictment got dismissed. Now, the good news is it can be reinstated within 6 months. So the statute of limitations is told because the case was dismissed without prejudice. So both the indictment against James and Comey can be reinstated. But if it's going to be effective, they need to take it down to the Southern District of Florida, where the prosecutor there is not a deep state prosecutor, where they already have an open grand jury investigating Clapper and Brennan and Comey and all of them for the extensive lawfare that Russiagate was just one constituent component of. They have all the Tulsi Gabbard referrals and all the evidence she put together. And they should just incorporate the Comey indictment with that. And that would be a safer, more effective venue with a impartial grand jury, impartial jury pool, and judges that have actually had a history like Eileen Cannon of standing up to deep state corruption and collusion. And it's a related case under the federal law because it relates to the Trump case that Judge Cannon was also assigned, since the Russiagate raid was all part of an extended continuing cover-up to deal with all the lawfare and deep state coup attempts against President Trump, of which James Comey was neck deep. and goes back a long extending. As we've discussed, Comey's corruption goes back to the 1990s. It goes back to the Clinton era, when he was at the Sovereign District of New York. I mean, he was there when Todd Blanche was interning. So that gives you an idea of why Blanche is unreliable. So all of that is promising a potential. But then we see at the same time the sabotage of the Ukraine peace deal that just took place this past week when the Vice President Vance, to his credit, realizes Ukraine is about to get wiped out on the battlefield, understand it's in President Trump's best interest for that war to end and to end ASAP. No more sanctions on Ukraine, no more U.S. soldiers on the ground. People don't realize there are, in fact, U.S. soldiers on the ground in Ukraine. They're the ones operating the HIMARS. They're the ones operating a lot of the U.S. weapons. They're the ones directing intelligence on a daily basis. This has been hidden from the American people, but it's indisputable. When somebody dies in the war, they pretend they were a mercenary or something like that, or they lie about where they died.
Or there's a helicopter crash. Yeah, and I said that 3.5 years ago, even the New York Times 6 months ago, broke the news that really the U.S. has been running the war the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. And so Vance goes in, he goes to what was loosely called Istanbul Plus, which was what Russia laid out and Putin laid out in the summer of 2024 as their conditions of peace. President Trump agreed to that in Alaska in August, agreed to it again on the phone with Putin in October.
And by the way, Russia strategically, overwhelmingly, cut and dry won, so they have all the cards. Europe didn't send in the 250,000 army. They didn't pony up the hundreds of millions. So it's done. All of it just kills more people so the deep state can launder more money for a while. And the Russians will then just take the whole thing, which they don't even want. But for a security guarantee, they'll have to if they don't have a guarantee not bring in NATO. We know this new deal has a poison pill of NATO troops, possible NATO entry. So it's not a real peace officer, not a real peace offer by Ukraine. It's a poison pill.
Absolutely. I mean, Vance went to great lengths with Witkoff and Jared Kushner to get a good peace deal on the table. And then Kellogg leaked it to sabotage it because it was just in the negotiation terms of agreement stage, not detailed out yet. That completely side railed it. Then Rubio steps in with all the lunatics in the Senate, bloodthirsty Mitch McConnell, Don Porky Bacon, Brian Fitzgerald from Bucks County. Like, these counties and states and districts care about Ukraine, but it's the only thing these corrupt congressmen and senators care about in the brothel of blood.
Because they're laundering money back to themselves. When you look at the neocon groups, that Cotton and all them, you know, Chair, McCain's former group with Lindsey Graham, they're literally getting money right back to themselves.
Oh, in fact, that is detailed in a Larry Johnson. I know you've interviewed him before, Alex. Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst, his business partner filed a fraud whistleblower complaint with the Pentagon. Over $40 billion they detailed being stolen out of Ukrainian aid. And it was laundered through Estonian bank accounts. It came back and went into the pockets of EU, high-ranking EU officials and high-ranking members of Congress. The Pentagon has that information right now in an open criminal investigation. So we should be getting out of this conflict. But unfortunately, Rubio flies over to Geneva and sabotages the whole thing. As you put it, lets Ukraine put poison pills in it that guarantee either Russia doesn't sign on to the deal, or even if they do, we could be dragged in with a security guarantee that leaves us being a policeman.
Boris Johnson did this a few years ago. Now it's been done again. Clearly, Trump has figured this out by now. So where do you see this going? Because Russia is just going to keep making gains.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the problem is President Trump right now has not had the consistency and courage to stand up to the national security establishment and the former narco Marco Rubio and Soros Scotty Bessent. They tell him that the Russian economy is collapsing when it's a lie. They tell him that Ukraine was winning on the battlefield or was a stalemate when it was a lie. At least he now knows, because of Vice President Vance's good work, following independent media sources like you and others, that General Kellogg has been lying to them for the whole year, pretending that the Ukraine
conflict first happened. But here's what's crazy. It shows people think Washington's like Mount Olympus and we have no power. We have great power over it. Just even the general public or even a reporter asking Trump a question. He really notice all the attacks constantly on Vance, that he's a Palantir Muppet and he's the dark evil guy. No, folks, I know him. I know people that know him. He really cares. I mean, he is really on this, and you see him, you know, saying, no, we're not a puppet of Israel. I mean, he's doing a great job, and that's why when you sit back and see the corporate media attacking him, that's not our friends, folks. They don't want, they're even, quite frankly, because of his detente and overall wide-spectrum intelligence. They are so scared of a Vance presidency. What I'm concerned about is they've always tried to team him up with Rubio in all the push polls and all the numbers I've seen. I would really be concerned about having Rubio as my vice president.
Yeah, Vance knows that's a way to lose life insurance real quick. That would never happen. Vance is the intellectual trying to intellectualize Trump's instincts and actually translate them into public policy. And you know that's why it was J.D. Vance who invited Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports down to try to get direct access to Rubio.
Oh, they told Mitchell. Wiles. They said no. He watched the show and he showed it to Wiles. And to her credit, you're critical of her. I'm sure she is bad. The point is, they said no. Come on up. Spent 3 hours with him.
Absolutely. And that's Vance is the one trying to re-message, change their messaging, trying to focus on housing affordability, focus on job accessibility. And he knows for any of that to work, we got to get out of these stupid wars. And we can't have sanctions regimes that just sanction us. We can't, you know, Lindsey Graham wants to do 500% sanctions on the whole world just for Ukraine. That would sink our economy. That would make everything more unaffordable.
And again, it's a new Marshall Plan. I predicted they'd call it that, to literally make even more off the, quote, reconstruction than off the war.
Exactly. It's just one long money laundering grift. Has been for 30 years in Ukraine. And remember, it's George Soros' pet project going all the way back. And Soros' Scotty Bessent has been giving Trump inaccurate information on the economy, giving him inaccurate information on China. That's why we had to back off of China, because he told him that China would never use the rare earths as an ace card when they did. He's just been giving him bad advice after bad advice. And I don't trust the guy who made all of this money.
I was talking to some high-level White House people over the weekend, and they said, we heard some of your other guests. They mentioned you, and they mentioned Carl Serafin and myself. They said, we notice you keep saying Trump's been giving bad advice to set him up on purpose. And they said, we now actually believe that. So it's not even that. I don't even think that it's Patel's that bad or Bondi or any of them. They have advisors they call into the supposed experts, and they're literally giving them advice that will destroy them and the country. And then Trump's so busy, he doesn't remember he was given bad advice. He just knows something doesn't go well. He's got to get different advisors. Who are the bad?
Completely, or at least. Absolutely. Or he's got to carve out certain people. Like, let Vance run Ukraine entirely, for example. Don't have Rubio involved at all. We only got a piece of ceasefire.
Oh, yeah, say Vance is the Ukraine war czar.
Yeah, exactly. Do things like that so that Vance can have carte blanche. He and Driscoll at the Army are very good. Elders Colby in defense, very good. He's allied with Gabbard and with Kennedy and with Kent. They're all very good. They're all white hats. The black hats are Ratcliffe is a black hat, Rubio is a black hat, Bessent is a black hat, and Susie Wiles just cares about the donor list. So, you know, that's what she's doing. I mean, and she's in way
she's
over
the manager the whole Republican thing. So clearly, let's just explain this. NATO thought they'd have a 20-year conventional war. They could keep it conventional. It'd be their new war economy. This is official, by the way. It's not my opinion. And that Russia would collapse. It's the opposite. 3.5 years, Russia's triple producing weapons. Putin's more popular than ever. NATO is lost. The double down we heard the last year didn't happen. So it's over. They won. Stop pretending. Trump's like said 8 months ago at the White House with Zelensky. He goes, you're lucky. You have no cards. I've got some. Russia's got even more. You need to sue for peace, and they'll only take a little bit of your land. You keep going, they're going to take it all. And by the way, they don't want it all, because that's true. They don't want that problem. So this is literally suicide for the Ukrainians that NATO is keeping him on. What needs to be done?
What we've got to tell him is what he originally said, which was last week. He said, here's the terms, and you accept these terms, or we are done being involved in this war. No more intelligence support, no more martial support, no more monetary support, no more military support. And Ukraine's admitted they would immediately collapse if that were the case. People don't realize how much we're still propping them up.
Trump did that 6 months ago, and in a week he said, fine, I'll do it. But as soon as they agreed to do a deal, they pulled back and the funding came back. It's the same game.
Completely, completely. He's got to make a final stand and get out of this, or he'll get trapped in it for forever. And it will drag him down. It will create all kinds of risk. It will create false flag risk. It will create financial risk, monetary risk, geopolitical risk. They all know, the globalists know, if Trump and Putin got together, it would take apart the globalist regime once and for all. That's about two great nations that can feed themselves, fuel themselves, and defend themselves. If you align these two great continental nations against the globalists lose. And they know that. And instead, they've been forcing Russia into the arms of China.
They're already the two geographic and military dominant forces in the hemispheres. This is not your opinion. This goes back to the end of World War II, the Russia-China split. The Carnegie Foundation said the ultimate goal would be to merge Russia and the U.S., but they wanted it with Russia as communist to make us communist. Now the ultimate nightmare, Christian, populist, nationalist, pro-European, with us, it's game over geographically, mineral, energy-wise, militarily. It is the absolute 100% dominant move, and that's why the globalists are so upset and trying to stop it.
That's exactly right. That's what remember, they've been obsessed with this ever since Trump said, wouldn't we be better off if we got along with Putin in 2015? That's what launched Spygate. That's what launched Russiagate. That's what launched Ukrainegate. All of it has been around Trump's attempts to get detente with Russia, knowing it would break the back of the globalist empire. And so there's raw earths, rare earths all over Russia. We wouldn't have to be held hostage to China if we could get a rapprochement with Russia. We wouldn't have to worry about nuclear proliferation as badly, whether it's Iran or anyone else, if we had rapprochement with Russia. We would be able to have peace and stability and security in Europe if we had rapprochement with Russia. And economically, we could boom and keep energy prices down if we had rapprochement with Russia. So rapprochement with Russia is the practical, reasonable, right thing to do for America's best interest. But that's why the deep state will do everything possible to sabotage it. And they're using this Ukraine war to continue to sabotage it.
And that's 25 minutes on Russia. What about Venezuela? They don't want to move into all the domestic operations of what Trump should do, because clearly the Democrats are gearing up for something very nasty in the false flag department. Now you have the elements Trump controls in the CIA with the repeal of Schmidt-Mundak, not engaged in propaganda, but that's what they're doing. Not black propaganda, white propaganda, telling the truth that there's elements of the CIA at war that you first opened up with. We already knew this, but to have it on Fox News and Newsmax and all over the news, that is crazy. That's got to really scare the deep state to have open discussion of what's happening. Not just fight the deep state's attacks, but go right to who's causing it, right to the source.
Exactly. Well, you've got people connected to Kennedy, Gabbard, and Kent trying to purge the bad faith actors out of the intelligence community, and the bad faith actors in the intelligence community going to great lengths to sabotage them. And what's surprising is they end up finding an ally in people like Cash Patel, who's turned out to be counterfeit Cash, or Dan Bongino, who turned out to be Dan Ballas Bongino. These are people that they need to send packing and get a different group in, because you have people who are doing good work, and then the people that are holding it up, whether it's out of incompetence or corruption, and that's Bondi and Blanche at DOJ, that's Zeldin at EPA, and that is Lutnick at Commerce, Soros at Soros Scotty at Treasury, Narco Marco at the Secretary of State's position, and Bondi and Bongino and Patel at FBI. They are sabotaging the good efforts that the president is trying to make to redeem the country and put us back on the right track.
Incredible analysis, Barnes. You're always on fire, but the last 30 minutes have just been splendidly accurate from my perspective. We'll come back and look at the domestic situation and what's coming out of that with Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com while you're still here, but follow us on X as a backup to find out about the new news sites and the Alex Jones Network that's all ready and ready to be launched. Barnes, where's the best place for people to find you?
At vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where we put in all the geopolitical, and on, political, and other content.
And on X, where?
Barnes_law.
All right, back in just a couple minutes, folks. This is such a serious time to be alive. Very exciting, actually. Look at the election fraud news that's about to come out as well. Stay with us.
Let's see what's cooking on TV.
Thanksgiving Day is coming, and for Charlie Brown, that can only mean it's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Here it comes.
Oh, girl, what a feast this is. This is beautiful, girl.
Congratulations. Nice. Got the turkey.
The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. See, folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lass. Those really just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Hey, buddy.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Don't let him kill me! I'm too young today!
Look, I had a chance to shoot a bunch of you the other day and didn't.
He wants to get rid of Thanksgiving forever. To get rid of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All right, Spider-Man.
He's got spiderweb rays coming out of his hands. He can cling to tall buildings. And he's looking for Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Ferengi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner at the 30. O.J. in the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15. That does it. He broke the record.
For Clint Longley, even if he never completes another pass, they'll always remember the one he threw on Thanksgiving Day 1974.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Those aren't pillows.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Well, I wrote the headline last Monday. We can pull it up from a clip of the show. Cash Patel crashes out. I predicted 2 months ago he would be gone within 3 months. And, you know, that's not something I'm going to celebrate overall. He did a good job as a talk show host and helped Trump some with the Crossfire Hurricane, even though we were attacked by Crossfire Hurricane, identified it in March of 2017 before we even had the name, with Sheriff Arpaio, who got the secret NSA database given to him by the DEA that we're very upset to see he and I and others listed there. And the document, you know, came out, turned out it was real. I knew it was real. I had like my fax line I hadn't used in 5 years on it. And Roger saw it. It had Trump's private Mar-a-Lago suite number on it. I mean, you know, it was so, yeah. But, oh, you know, Todd Blanche helped get the Mar-a-Lago documents case dismissed. They had no case. The judge did that. So he loves Blanche because of one victory. He loves Patel because he helped on Cross for Hurricane. Trump, I told you about Cross for Hurricane to your face, that Obama had created the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act to put a couple billion dollars in sleeper cells, stay behind networks in the government. And it's not about credit. It's just like, I see like the Young Turks yesterday. They're like, look, last month I said, I now believe Epstein worked for Mossad. He worked for the Rothschilds and the British royals that created Israel, Israel's bosses. And Netanyahu is not a good guy overall, but he's another faction they're pissed off at because he's trying to get rid of the Supreme Court dictatorship over there and actually wants to run things. So just get what it is. It's an Israeli civil war. But I am so frustrated with 99% of these hosts. And I'm not trying to differentiate myself from them. Their information is going to get us hurt. I have guests on that have accuracy rates that are the highest of accuracy and who know what they're talking about because I know Robert Barnes teaches me stuff every time he's on. He can rattle off this stuff better than me. I'm not kissing his ass. I'm saying, here, you want somebody who's smart? There it is right there. You want somebody that isn't a fake? There it is right there. General Flynn, not a fake. Steve Bannon, not a fake. Jack Posobiec, not a fake. Alex Jones, not a fake. People say, have you sold out? It's some mindless thing they do to feel more powerful or official. Hey, I sold out to being sued and attacked and my family destroyed and trying to put me in prison constantly and having no money in the bank. Yeah, I sure as hell sold out. I sold out to the truth. And by the way, I would have it the other way. I'm so happy. I love being the rebel. I love being the real outlaw. Because when you got tyrants, folks, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. So yeah, Trump's the real rebel. But he gets up there with all these yes men and just thinks if he gets the money in and everything, and you know, it'll be all right. No, it won't be all right. So, Barnes, let's talk about domestic issues. And we'll find in post the clips of me 2 months ago saying he'll be gone within 2 to 3 months. Or Trump's completely insane. And this weekend they misrepresented it. I said, if you let Todd Blanche prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte over at Housing, as Reuters and all of them reporting, you're insane. I won't support you because you're committing political suicide. They took small clips out, tens of millions of views all over the news. I mean, millions of views everywhere, and said, Jones turns against Trump and they show a short clip. No, I said, if he does that, because he's destroying himself. If Trump poured gasoline on himself, trying to self-immolate, he didn't do that. But I was simply saying he's got to take action on this and correct, or we're screwed, and now you see that happening. And then people went, oh, Ed Martin came out and said it was fake. He said it wasn't accurate. They interviewed people that were taken to the grand jury on Adam Schiff, who were the reporters working with Ed Martin, who went to public documents. They tried to say they were impersonating federal agents. That's not getting federal documents. And they thought they were going to testify against Adam Schiff, and it was against Martin. So, no, I'm not saying Martin's bad. I'm not saying he's a liar. He's a great guy. He is being the good cop. When he gets persecuted by Blanche, he didn't tell me this. His office didn't tell me this. I was told this by other people. He said, I always get the credit for the good and the bad. There's other good groups in there. And they read me in on it. And he got called in. This was even in the news because Blanche said it. We're not going to protect Alex Jones from these attacks. He's a fringe person. He told him, not, I get this from Martin. I got this because Blanche bragged about it. You talk to him again, you're fired. Okay, great. Well, just other people talk to me. But the point is, they go, oh, look, fake news, Alex. You came out and said Trump was going to prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte, but he isn't going to prosecute him, and Ed Martin says it's fake news. No, that's not what happened. I said they're trying to do this within that grand jury, and they're trying to turn it around and then try to get Trump roped into it. I'm raising the alarm. So this is the levels of deception that go on, ladies and gentlemen. This is the levels of this that are happening. So we need to get rid of Todd Blanche. We need to get rid of Patel. Here's an example. You now have, and I have this clip. God, we can do 10 hours with maybe a whole over the next hour. I got to cover this with Barnes. I know I'm ranting, but I want him to hear all this. You now have the Massey clip that broke last night. And Massey's a very credible guy. Say what you want. The guy's a straight arrow, just like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. I mean, these are the real dyed-in-the-wool, stand for what they believe in, they do it. May disagree on this or that, but they're true Americana. I mean, their integrity, they don't have integrity, they are integrity. Folks, you don't have integrity, you either are integrity or you don't have integrity. It's not like, I'm going to have integrity. No, you just have it. You can't even do the wrong thing when you have integrity. Because I know, because I got it. I mean, I don't make mistakes, but man, I love the fact that I'm the good guy, okay? So he says, yeah, we were exposing some of the corruption of the FBI, so they came over and threatened to prosecute us and said, we'll make something up. I've had that happen to me. And they don't understand. These are like good men. Do you think when you mess with a good man, a Boy Scout, and you threaten him that he runs away and pees on himself? Then they get freaked out and we don't run and hide because you've been used to operate with other criminals like yourself. You're in another ball game here, bro. We declare war. We accept the challenge. So here's Massey. And then Bongino cares about us, says, don't worry, I'll handle it. Because Bongino, I don't think he's corrupt like that, is smart enough to know you start threatening good guys, it doesn't end well. Barnes, that's a long rant, but Trump Wang, ouster of FBI Director Kash Patel, just incredibly arrogant. Private details for his girlfriend, reportedly that's illegal. All sorts of weirdness going on. We now learn that when he was in the first administration, he played big footsie with the Democrats and a bunch of stuff. What's really going on here? What do you expect to happen next?
Well, I think we've talked about it before. There are two things that break a man. One, everybody knows, is stress. The other that everybody forgets is success. I mean, how many people have you and I seen that as soon as they get success, they lose their whole sense of self, they lose their core character, they go completely off the rails? In fact, I've known more people to crack under success than under stress.
And I think that's what we've seen. My father always told me that. He said fast success is the most dangerous thing there is.
And it is, and it's true, and we're just seeing it on full display with Kash Patel. I mean, whether you call him counterfeit cash, fake cash, you know, don't send an H-1B visa guy to do an American's job, whatever analysis you want to use, he's been a complete and abject failure, and now he is threatening a member of Congress and his staff that if they go into whistleblower disclosures, that they will be criminally prosecuted and investigated themselves.
And he doesn't understand that they can invoke congressional immunity. He just declared war on another branch of government and a highly respected person that is as clean as the driven snow.
And the other reason why Trump needs to get rid of him before the midterms is if Democrats win the House, they're going to impeach Cash right away. And they're going to have a lot of smoke and a lot of fire where that smoke is, unfortunately, because they've been doing this.
Trump's got to flush him now. They let him in because they can control him. And it's an embarrassment for labor. And you're absolutely right. They are. Even if they don't win in the next midterm, they're going to have hearings on him. He is going to be. Oh, God.
Oh, they're building huge files. Him, Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, these are ticking time bombs for President Trump that he needs to defuse now, not wait till Election Day, not wait till next January to do it. And the nice thing, FBI, you can let Bongino retire. He's already worth like $250 million from his Rumble and other deals. So, I think he realized he didn't really enjoy what he's into anyway. So let him leave. Get rid of Kash Patel and elevate Andrew Bailey. Andrew Bailey was attorney general in Missouri. He's very well respected. He comes from populist roots. I mean, you look at both Senator Schmidt and Senator Hawley are doing very good work. They're the two of the more legitimate populists that are up there. Bailey is the real deal. He proved he was the real deal in Missouri. This is a guy who took on China over COVID. This is a guy who took on the Biden administration over censorship. This is a guy who took on Biden administration over Second Amendment violations. So this guy had no fear. So let him, he's already now co-deputy director of the FBI. He was brought in anticipation of this problem about a couple of months ago. So let Bailey become head of the FBI and then maybe bring in somebody like General Flynn to be deputy director for at least a period of time, for 90, 120 days. That's a guy who has seen the criminals many, many times that can highlight the criminality involving, as Trump himself said, if we don't fix the elections, we're always going to be in trouble. So you need the FBI to be meaningfully investigating election fraud, of which there is extraordinary amounts of evidence across the country. Flynn is somebody who has seen it right at the front of it, at the tip of it. There's talk of Sidney Powell. I think there's some limitations there, but there's some people like Flynn that has public credibility, that has public confidence, that's proven he won't crack under stress or success, that knows where a lot of the bodies are buried.
Could we draft Ken Paxton to drop out of the Senate race, or is that Senate seat too important?
I think that we got to get rid of Cornyn. Though, I think there's some hope with Hunt. So it depends on how good you have confidence in Hunt. If you have confidence that Wesley Hunt can be really good, then you can bring Paxton up. Now, what I would do at the Department of Justice, Get rid of Bondi. Go let her retire to some corporate gig. Maybe promote her to be some judge someplace. Whatever. Just
that's
get her
what
out
I've heard.
Here.
She's not really overtly corrupt. She's just a classic corporate lawyer, just making money, kind of worried about her hair, dingbatting her own.
Correct. I mean, he's got too many sorority sisters that he loves. He loves these former models turned lawyers. You know, and I get it, but come on. At some point, it's a little excessive.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind having Halligan around, but I hear she's actually smart.
They are to a degree, you know, but it's like, you know, do they know how to fight in the gutter? You know, he wants a Roy Cohn. Well, you need people to know how to fight in the gutter, people who fought in the wars. Now, he's got two people already confirmed by the Senate in the Justice Department. Harmy Dillon has fought many of these wars for 20 years. She's doing a very good job at the Civil Rights Division. Pam Bondi, as we speak, is sabotaging the Second Amendment, allowing a bunch of gun control lunatics run these cases against gun owners of America. I mean, it's just that she's proposing ideas that have never been heard before about taking away our Second Amendment rights. So we got to get rid of Bondi.
It was, quote, fake news, though they were probing him, and then they got embarrassed, so Blanche denied it, and so Martin took the high road, and folks, that's what happened, just so you know. People are like, oh, you're fake news. I'm not supposed to release this information, okay? Just shut up. Now, the point is that we're on the field. We're not making this stuff up. We've proven it, okay? Going back to Patel, though, could this be fake news? Because I said 2 months ago, I heard from a bunch of sources, Trump's already pissed at Patel about a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of mishandling and him botching and screaming at Tulsi Gabbard and saying, I run intelligence when he ran for FBI, you know, not as a election, but he ran to be FBI on FBI not doing intelligence. So I know Trump is pissed at him, but do you think this axing of him is really about to happen? I mean, I think it is.
It's because of Comey. So the fact they never arrested Comey annoyed him. Remember, he made a big deal of arresting an NBA player over a low-level gambling charge, Cash Patel, but didn't arrest Bolton, didn't arrest Comey, didn't arrest James. Trump got perk-whopped. Trump got mugshotted. And we can't even do that to James Comey? And then he sees a dismissal that only happened because Patel wasn't paying attention to the case and letting the corrupt actors in the Eastern District of Virginia sabotage it? And then you have all the suspendables. And then you've got the January 6th cases. You got the pipe bomb case. You got the assassination cases, where all he's showing is he has no confidence. And I think the final straw for Trump, they lied to him about what was in the Epstein files. They told him that his name was negatively impacted throughout the files.
And by the way, Bonnie, we're not just saying that. You and I, we're not bragging, but we're like buoys that mark where rocks are. We're like, we're the buoy, blink, blink, blink. We know what we're talking about. You know, we're like an air traffic control system. You know, here's the radar system. Here's the landing pad. Here's the lights. Bleep, bleep, bleep. We're like, we're the light. We're the light. You and I were the first. People can pull it up. When they all came in saying that, look out. They're going to say they've got the files. They're going to be the ones that they spiked with a bunch of stuff. It'll just be innuendo that your wife's a whore. Work for Epstein. Not true. Jane Doe's recycled. Documents edited for women that actually exonerated you. We nailed it exactly like we thought. Trump had all these billionaires come and say, well, since it's all old and spiked, just end it and move on. He's like, sure, now that's the big thing hurting him in polls. It's tying him to that. And then now the stuff comes out, and it's he works for the Queen of England and Mossad and the CIA and no connection to Trump. And then now it doesn't matter. In public opinion, it looks like Trump's covering up. I mean, what a disaster. We nailed that as well.
Exactly. And all of that is because Bondi and Patel gave him tear and Blanche gave him awful, awful advice about how to handle this. My understanding is Bongino actually wasn't signed on to that. Notice he wasn't at the Epstein Files press conference. He didn't agree.
Oh, he threatened to quit over it.
That is correct. So this was those three have proven to Trump it's worse than like being maybe corrupt or not corrupt. It's that they're incompetent. They're bloody incompetent. And there's one thing Trump can't handle. It's stupid people and incompetence. And at his expense.
Well,
so
folks,
he's
let's
got
be clear.
Andrew Bailey.
Massey's very delicate, but it's thinly veiled. And I know the inside baseball. I know you do. Cash Patel had a surrogate FBI threaten a respected, clean congressman. Don't investigate me, or we'll investigate you and your people and find something. Show me the man. You know, I'll give you the crime. As Stalin said, you'd have to have a 70 IQ to go mess with a congressman directly and then threaten them. If you're going to try to set him up, indict him, don't tell him you're coming. I mean, what did he think that would do? Here's the clip.
Well, actually, before that conversation, there was a second letter from this whistleblower's attorney sent to you and Congressman Loudermilk. saying that they had become aware that the FBI was going to do a mole search and look for this guy.
Yeah, okay. So Bongino did tell me, look, tomorrow we're going to round up everybody that was involved in this investigation. We're going to get them all in a room. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And he didn't say we're trying to find the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
No. But my spidey sense went off, and I almost said to him in that moment, you better not be trying to find the whistleblower.
Right.
Because law protects that individual. But I didn't say it. Okay. Also, I'm going to say this here on camera because it's important. One of Cash Patel's staff threatened my staff with a criminal investigation if we didn't straighten up and play ball.
I was going to ask you about that, but since you brought it up, and I didn't
I'm bringing it up.
Okay, you brought it up.
And so, like a criminal investigation having nothing to do, he said it was going to be a fraud. We're going to investigate one of your staff for fraud.
Right.
And he told another one of my staff this. If you guys don't straighten up, you know, if you want to play hardball, if this is how you want to play it or something like that, this member of your staff is going to get criminally investigated for fraud. A very specific threat.
Right.
And that had just happened. So I told Bongino, I said, one of your guys is threatening my guys with an FBI investigation.
Yeah.
If we don't do what you want. And he said, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. Because even he understood that was not a good look. It's probably illegal, right? So the fallout of that is the FBI employee who threatened my staff. I have to tell you all this, by the way, Steve, and I have to tell all the listeners this, because this is the context in which I'm worried for the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
If they're willing to retaliate against a congressional office, which has speech or debate immunity and a lot of other protections, they may be willing to retaliate against a whistleblower.
So, totally insane, and I love Cash Patel. You want to play hardball? Let me explain something to gangsters and thugs. Those of us that are Boy Scouts are because we're smart and we don't want to turn to the dark side. We don't play hardball. We play real ball. Okay, that's why it's funny to us. I saw Massey just starts laughing like, oh, come on. I mean, it's like the corrupt system's been busy in its own cesspool stealing forever. Now it thinks we're like it, like they did with me. Remember that, Bob? And they think they're going to come out and threaten me the same way and I'm going to roll over. They just don't get it. And this is the final stage of corruption here. There's a global awakening. This is a fourth turning. It means anything establishment or thug is over. No matter what you do, you can't stop it. And they don't understand. They're in the wrong point of history to be trying this thug crap. Incredible clip. What do you make of it?
Absolutely. And I've been hearing of this from other people, that rogue members of the Treasury Department, the State Department, and the Justice Department have been threatening anybody that tries to expose them, that tries to expose any fraud or bad actions, that tries to advocate honestly and independently for the president. You know, Tulsi Gabbard's on record saying that the whistleblowers within the intelligence agencies are getting harassed by those same agencies after they come to her. So it's a systemic problem. That's why we got to get rid of Patel. He's already proven his incompetency and ineptitude. Got to, you know, let Bongino go, elevate Andrew Bailey, bring in somebody smart to be deputy. And then on the Justice Department side, he can, without having to go back to the Senate, he can just elevate Harmy Dillon and Gail Slater. Let Harmy Dillon be attorney general. Let Gail Slater be deputy attorney general, and then unleash the antitrust division, unleash the civil rights division, but unleash Ed Martin and get these cases done right and bring
absolutely
in people.
Absolutely, but just briefly going back to this, what do you think the time frame is in a moment? But again, I'm not trying to like... It's, to me, it's so bizarrely stupid. If I was, you know, kind of a weasel, sold out, think I'm a gangster, I don't want to say overtly evil, but playing both sides, I'm going to go threaten a congressman that's highly respected. You better shut up. Where did he think that would turn out nice? I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, exactly. You know what I'm starting to realize? When he wrote his book, Government Gangsters, he wasn't writing it as a critic. He was writing it as someone who idolizes them, who wanted to be his own government gangster. Rather than making it a mausoleum, he made it into a nicer building, nicer office, nicer facility. And who is he really using the SWAT team to protect his girlfriend, or is he trying to keep a special eye on her? You know what I mean? Because she looks normally out of his league, let's be honest. So you look at this, it just looks egregious. He's back and forth to Vegas all the time, other stuff. And he himself was very critical of Christopher Wray for doing what he's doing, even worse than Christopher Wray did, which was use government resources for personal private gain. And that's what he's doing on a regular basis while he's sabotaging the Thomas Crooks case, sabotaging the January 6th cases, sabotaging the pipe bomber case. Say, why haven't any of the suspendables been rehired? I represent Robin Gritz. There has still been no effort at all to resolve that case. She was wrongfully fired. She was a long time connected to General Flynn and others, was outing corruption.
Well, it's worse than that. Kyle Cervin trying to get his job back, but O'Boyle was. They called him, both Patel and Bongino called them heroes. As soon as they get confirmed, they run to Grassley and say, these are bad guys, don't talk to them. Grassley knew it wasn't true, so called them. So you immediately 180 and stabbed the great whistleblowers in the back because you know they have integrity and they'll blow the whistle on you.
That's exactly right. And God bless Steve Bannon, but he's got, you know, the, you know, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, not well advised. And Mike Davis, Julie Kelly, these people have no more credibility. Mike Davis has been lying for a year to try to cover for his pals at the Justice Department and the FBI. He's saying, don't look there, don't worry. He kept saying the hammer of justice is coming, when nothing was coming, when nothing was being done. He's running interference for his own clients,
well,
by the way.
Well, that's the big takeaway, and I'm not trying to toot our horn, it's just true. I got attacked by so many listeners, everybody else. Were we right again, Barnes, having big concerns the whole time, from the time that he was confirmed? Were we not right again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people that are problematic, we have identified from the get-go, and they've proven it in abundance. So for those that want true MAGA, OG MAGA, we don't want people to get so doom-pilled and black-pilled that, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's like, nothing can change up here. I'm just getting out of this nonsense. And all she gets is personal attacks for it. In order to restore confidence of MAGA, they need to start taking corrective action and get rid of these actors who have proven to be incompetent as we predicted they would be.
Bare minimum incompetent.
Yeah, exactly.
But I tell you, it's beyond incompetent to threaten Congressman Massey with criminal investigation. Like, and the way they said it, you know, it's word for word. Don't mess with us or we'll indict you. Not, oh, we think you might be corrupt. Look out. No, quid pro quo. Shut up or we'll find something. I mean, even the way they did it is amateur. That's like a 10-year-old.
You can't have people running the FBI and the Justice Department that don't even qualify to ride the special bus to school.
Well, listen, if they're not even real gangsters, a gangster doesn't say, I'm going to indict you if you don't stop. They say, oh, I hope we don't have to indict you for this. Stay there. I have a few more questions, please. We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No. You hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking-ass. They're the biggest sell ever at thealexshowstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexShowStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks.
This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt. And this methylene blue really rocks.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones